Americans will finally get their chance to pick fruit. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A judge has ruled that Alabama can start enforcing most provisions of the toughest immigration law in the nation. In Alabama, the cops, when they make an arrest or even a routine traffic stop, are now allowed to investigate whether that person is in the country legally. Grade schools are now required to check whether students are citizens. And if you're in Alabama illegally, the state will not only deny you a driver's license, it won't even hook up your water or sewer. Take that. I'm just wondering how you enforce this. In America, we have no national ID card, and Alabama doesn't require an official state ID card, so what's to prevent anybody from saying, even in broken English, "You can't treat me like this. I'm a citizen." Citizens don't have to carry birth certificates or citizenship papers. Do the cops have time to track down all these documents for every broken taillight? Probably not. But I'm guessing the idea here is to make people scared enough that they'll self-deport without waiting for the investigation. The Republicans who pushed this bill through were clear. They want to free up jobs for legal Alabamans, and the judge's ruling means we are finally going to see if that works. We've been told that the reason you never see Americans picking fruit, for example, even though unemployment is above 9%, is that they haven't been given the chance. Well, Alabama is about to give them that chance. It's the first state that truly has the power to push illegals out of their jobs so Americans can snap those jobs up. So go south, young man. Your next career awaits. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.